WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, is a passionate admirer of the 17th century Dutch painter Vermeer, who died at 43 and left a small output of understated masterpieces. Lloyd went to the Vermeer exhibit at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art and has these thoughts.
5 years ago, I went to the National Gallery in Washington to cover the very first art exhibit devoted entirely to Vermeer. Fat chance, I said, an exhibit like that would ever happen again. But now the Met has a show that includes nearly half of Vermeer's 34 known paintings, and nearly 150 other paintings and objects created in the city of Delft, where Vermeer lived and died. Vermeer is one of the quietest painters in Western art. Most of his paintings are small, but even the large ones often depict the very act of contemplation. A woman opening a window. A woman holding up a scale in front of a huge painting of the Last Judgment on the wall behind her. Martha and Mary contemplating the visitor to their house, Jesus. An artist concentrating on his model as he begins to paint her. The model contemplating her own role in this enterprise. If you love Vermeer, though, you're in a bind. No reproduction has ever captured the uncanny quality of his light. But you could travel far and wide and still not see all the paintings you care about. I've tried. So you have to be grateful for the blockbuster shows that gather numerous works in one location. But how can you contemplate the contemplative while you're elbowing your way through a crowd, jockeying to get into the first row of viewers, or hearing dozens of rented audio guides chirping around you like so many crickets? There's no satisfactory answer. Is it better at least to try to see the paintings and then think about them later? I guess that's what I did some 15 years ago when I wrote a series of poems about some of my favorite Vermeers. To celebrate the new exhibit, I'd like to read a poem about one of the Vermeers in the show, the woman holding a balance, who seems to be weighing her soul against the value of life in this world. Woman holding a balance. What is she weighing? Gold in burnished piles, scattered pearls, against the resurrection and the life? Or is this, as the legend says, only a test to divine the sex of her unborn child? Light edges in from behind the curtains, over her face, her fingers from which the delicate scales depend. On the wall behind her, the Last Judgment looms, the hysterical world of the spirit. She balances herself, touching the edge of the table before her. The shadowy things of this world reach toward her hand. Next to the covered window, a sliver of mirror. If she looked up, she could see what is there to see. Her face, the gold, the pearls, the light, the resurrection and the life. Vermeer himself seems more aware than most artists about the paradoxical way the spirit inhabits the everyday world. Would he be astonished at the crowds gathering around his modest but dazzling images? Would he sympathize with the viewer who is trying to connect with the spirit within these paintings, while it's practically the intention of the world around to make that union as difficult as possible?
Lloyd Schwartz directs the creative writing program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed the exhibition Vermeer and the Delft School at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York through May 27th. I'm Terry Gross.